Ever feel like AI is just exploding?
Yeah, it's exciting, but also kind of overwhelming, right?
Absolutely. Like, how do we even keep up with this stuff, let alone regulate it?
Well, that's what we're diving into today.
Exactly. And we've got this this German document, Zertifizierte KI Fraunhofer Prüfkatalog.pdf.
Catchy title.
Right. But basically, it's their playbook for making AI trustworthy.
And this isn't just some random white paper.
Oh, absolutely not.
This is from the Fraunhofer Institute. They're like, the authority on research in Germany.
So serious weight behind this.
Absolutely.
So Germany, they love their rules, right?
Yeah, precision is kind of their thing.
So how are they approaching this whole trustworthy AI thing?
Well, they've broken it down into six key dimensions.
Okay, I like lists.
Yeah.
Makes it feel manageable.
Right. And they've actually kept the German terms alongside the English translation.
Oh, I love that. Makes it feel more, I don't know, official.
It's like we're getting the inside scoops.
Exactly. So hit me with dimension number one.
All right. So first up is fairness or fairness. If you're feeling fancy,
I'm always up for a bit of German.
it's all about making sure AI isn't, discriminating.
Right, because we've all heard the horror stories about algorithms gone wrong.
Exactly. And they give a really specific example with insurance.
Okay, like what?
So they say using gender in car insurance calculations is a big no-no.
Okay, that makes sense. But age, though.
They say age can be relevant in certain cases.
So they're not just making blanket statements.
No, they're really thinking it through.
I like that. All right, what's next on our trustworthy AI checklist?
Dimension number two is all about control.
Control. Okay, as in who's in charge here?
Exactly. Autonomy and control, or autonomy and control.
Okay, I'm gonna need a pronunciation guide for that one.
Don't worry, I'll coach you through it. But basically, it's about finding that balance between letting AI do its thing.
Right, because we don't want to stifle innovation.
Exactly. But also making sure humans are still in the driver's seat.
It's like that Black Mirror episode.
Woo! Don't even get me started on that.
See, this is what I mean. AI can be amazing, but we got to be careful.
Absolutely. And the document uses these really thought-provoking examples. Like, think about fitness trackers.
Okay. Yeah, they can be motivating, but also kind of creepy.
Right. Or those AI dolls that can hold conversations.
Oh, my niece has one of those. Kind of freaks me out, to be honest.
It makes you wonder, like, what does that mean for kids' development?
Exactly. Big questions. Okay, we're on a roll here. Dimension number three.
Transparency or transparent.
Transparency. Okay, so no more black boxes.
Exactly. We need to be able to understand how AI systems are making decisions.
Because if we don't know how it works, how can we trust it?
Exactly. But it's not quite that simple either.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, they acknowledge that too much transparency could be a problem.
Like it could make the AI vulnerable or something.
Exactly. Think security risks, maybe even giving away trade secrets.
Okay, so it's a balancing act.
Exactly. It's about finding the right level of transparency for each situation.
Context matters.
Got it.
All right, this is fascinating stuff. What's next?
Dimension number four is all about making sure these AI systems actually work.
Right, because what's the point if they're not doing what they're supposed to do?
Exactly. So we're talking about reliability or Verlässlichkeit.
Verlässlichkeit. Okay, that's going straight on my fridge magnet.
I love it. But yeah, this dimension emphasizes testing.
Testing, testing. Makes sense.
But they don't just mean like regular testing. They're talking about using adversarial examples.
Okay, now you're just using big words to sound smart.
Maybe a little. But seriously, it's about trying to trick the AI.
Like giving it a pop quiz.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To see if it can withstand even the toughest challenges.
And if it fails, back to the drawing board.
You got it.
Okay, two more dimensions to go. What's next?
Dimension number five brings us to the security part.
Security, right. That's a big one. Everyone's worried about AI being hacked or whatever.
It's more than just hacking, actually.
Ooh. What else is there?
They talk about data poisoning.
Data poisoning. Okay, that sounds bad. Tell me more.
So imagine someone messing with the data that's used to train the AI.
Okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down. So, like, if the data is bad, the AI will be bad.
Exactly. You could manipulate the AI's entire behavior.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it highlights how important data security is in all this.
Okay, that's a whole other can of worms. We're on the last dimension now, right?
Last but not least, we have data protection or Datenschutz.
Data protection, right? Because AI needs a lot of data, right?
Exactly. And that data often belongs to real people.
So this is about making sure the data is used responsibly.
Exactly. But they take it a step further.
Oh, how so?
Well, they point out how AI creates new privacy risks.
Like what? Give me an example.
Have you ever heard of model extraction?
Model extraction? Nope, that's a new one.
Basically, it means someone could reverse engineer the AI.
Reverse engineer? You mean, like, figure out how it works?
More than that, they could actually extract the data the AI was trained on.
Wait, seriously? Even if the original data is, like, locked away?
Exactly. So even if you're protecting the data itself, the AI model itself becomes a vulnerability.
That is wild. It's like the AI has a memory, even if the information is gone.
Exactly. And that's what makes this German perspective so interesting. They're really thinking ahead about the long-term implications of AI and data privacy.
Okay, so this is heavy stuff.
It is.
We've got fairness, autonomy, transparency, reliability, security, and data protection. Six dimensions of trustworthy AI. Got it. But this is a whole catalog we're talking about, right?
It's not just a list, it's an action plan.
Okay, so how does it all work in practice? Okay, so how does it all work in practice?
Well, think of it like a roadmap.
Okay, a roadmap for building trustworthy AI. I like it.
They've created this structured framework, right? It guides developers through the entire process.
So it's not just a bunch of principles, there are actual steps to follow.
Exactly. They get into the nitty-gritty of it all.
Like what? Give me an example.
So they have these content categories, things like target achievement criteria, whatever that means.
Sounds important.
Right. And then there are practical measures for developers to actually implement these criteria.
Okay, so it's getting real now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there are even guidelines for auditors, you know, the people who come in and make sure you're actually following the rules.
Ah, so there's an external accountability piece to this. Love that. But honestly, sometimes these catalogs can feel kind of like a checklist, you know, just ticking boxes.
Totally. They were definitely aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why they emphasize a risk-based approach.
Okay, risk-based. Explain that.
So basically, not all AI systems are treated equal.
Makes sense. A chatbot is different from like a self-driving car.
Exactly. The requirements, they actually change depending on the potential harm an AI system could cause.
So the higher the stakes, the stricter the rules.
Exactly. They're not just throwing a blanket over everything. It's about being proportionate, you know?
So like an AI that recommends movies, that's not going to have the same level of scrutiny as an AI that's, say, controlling a power grid.
Precisely. They get that context matters.
Okay. Starting to really see the thought process here, it's like they actually thought of everything.
Right. It's impressive.
But let's zoom out for a second.
Right.
How does this whole catalog reflect, like, Germany's broader approach to technology?
Ooh, good question. Germany, they have this history of really valuing privacy, explainability too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And always, always human oversight.
Yeah, they're not exactly known for rushing into things.
Nope. Definitely more on the cautious side, which honestly is probably a good thing when it comes to AI.
Probably a good thing for all of us.
Seriously. But yeah, this document, it really embodies that German mindset. It's not just about being first, it's about getting it right.
Okay, so how does this German approach stack up against what other countries are doing?
So it's interesting. The US, for instance, tends to be a bit more, I don't know, pragmatic.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all about solving problems, right?
Exactly. A lot of focus on mitigating bias, which is important, but maybe not the whole picture.
Different strokes for different folks.
Right. And then you have the EU as a whole. They're really becoming a powerhouse in AI regulation.
Yeah, the EU AI Act is a pretty big deal.
Huge. And this German catalog, it actually aligns really well with those broader EU goals.
So they're on the same page, big picture.
Totally. But the German catalog, it goes deeper. It's more practical. You know, it gives you that step-by-step guide.
So it's like they're saying, here's how to actually do this, people. I like that. Practical Germans.
Yeah.
But let's play devil's advocate for a minute. Are there any downsides to this whole thing?
Well, it is pretty complex.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground here.
Right. And that could be a barrier for some, especially like smaller companies that don't have the resources to navigate all this.
Okay, so accessibility could be an issue. What else?
Well, AI moves fast, right?
That's an understatement.
This catalog, it's a great snapshot of where we are now, but it needs to be able to evolve.
Keep up with the times.
Exactly. It needs constant updates, revisions, and that takes, you know, collaboration. Researchers, policymakers, industry experts, everyone needs to be talking.
Okay, so a lot of work went into this, but it's not over yet.
Never over in the world of AI.
True that. But this has been fascinating. But why does it matter? Like our listener out there who's just getting into this whole AI thing, why should they care about a German catalog?
Because it gives them a whole new perspective. They're seeing how a country with a very specific approach to technology is tackling these huge questions. And that's valuable no matter where you're from.
It's like The more perspectives, the better.
Exactly. We can all learn from each other.
So it's not a one-and-done kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's a starting point.
Exactly. And it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out. I mean, will other countries follow suit?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's a different approach, right?
Yeah.
Very made in Germany.
Totally. You know, they're known for that meticulous engineering, that emphasis on quality and safety. Could be a competitive advantage long term.
Right, because people are nervous about AI, let's be real.
Big time. So if Germany can position itself as like the leader in trustworthy AI, that could be huge.
Like a trustworthy AI seal of approval. I like it. Okay, but let's bring this back to our listener. They've just listened to us geek out about German AI regulation for like an hour.
Yeah.
What's the takeaway here?
I think the biggest thing is there's no one right answer here.
Right.
Every country, every culture, they're going to approach this differently.
And that's okay.
It's more than okay. It's essential because we need those different perspectives to figure this whole thing out.
We need all the ideas on the table.
Exactly. This is a global conversation and we need everyone at the table.
So as our listener, you know, continues down this AI rabbit hole, what's the one question you want them to keep asking themselves?
What does trustworthy AI actually mean to me, to you? What are our values? And how do we make sure those values are reflected in the AI that's being built, like, right now?
Because it's being built right now. This stuff is happening, whether we're ready or not.
It is. So we better get involved and start asking those tough questions.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
It's been a fascinating deep dive. Until next time.